Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
I want to talk about something at the moment that's kind of got me a bit up and about. And you know me, I generally as a person am someone who doesn't get offended very easily. I don't get angry.
No, like that last break I just said, your sister's hot and I kissed your mum and you didn't get offended. You took it well.
Exactly.
So thank you for your permission.
Yeah, it takes a lot for me to want to complain about something. But there's something that happened last night on TV that I want to bring up on the radio, particularly if you're a school kid right now. I know we get played on a lot of the school buses. So if you're on your way to school, listen closely, because last night on The Bachelor was an episode that was quite controversial, and it's got the country talking.
Great episode
in a way, like you didn't want to look away, but also I was watching it and I was actually getting angry. And usually when I watch The Bachelor, I know it's lighthearted entertainment. It's a bit of fun. There's always a villain in these shows.
Yeah, you've got your Kiras in the past, people like that, don't you?
Who you love to hate. You know, they're a bit bitchy. But last night, I think The Bachelor kind of took it a bit too far. There's been these two in particular mean girls this season who really last night just took it to the next level, and they took it to bullying territory. So what happened, Kat and Romy, their names are, and they've been they've got a lot of screen time this season because they are the villains of the show.
And they know it, don't they?
Yeah. They're
really playing the villain card hard.
Yeah, exactly. And from what I believe, they've gone into it saying, I want as much screen time as possible. What can I do to get that? And that has been this season really being bullies, and they're calling all the other girls out on stuff that they're doing and being completely ridiculous about it.
Yeah, they're like nitpicky things as well.
Exactly. So last night, a girl named Tennille went on a date who's a very good looking girl.
So good looking.
Yeah. Really, really pretty. She went on a date with the Honey Badger, a single date, and she's what, like the seventh or something girl in the house to go on a date. So it's not like she's the first girl, and it's not like she's the first one to kiss him.
Nah, she's probably the seventh to kiss him as well.
Exactly. So she came back from her date and she was telling the girls about it, as the rest of them have done. And these mean girls just decided, no, we're going to pick on her. And so they did. And Romy was calling her out like, I can't believe you kissed him on the first date. You always said that was gross. And Tennille's like, no, I didn't. You know, I said maybe in the real world I might not kiss a guy on the first date, but this is different. Completely legitimate argument. But Romy just went her.
She was repeating herself a lot as well, wasn't she? It was like every answer Tennille was just like, nah. And she was like, nah. And she wasn't going to stop the point until she got that thing. It felt like you're picking on your little sister or something.
Yeah.
But in a worse way, you don't actually know the girl.
Yeah, exactly. And it got so far that Tennille ended up walking away from the conversation, as she should have, because she was being ganged up on and attacked in front of everyone else as well. So she did the right thing and walked away. And then Romy continued to pick on her and attack her, followed her to the other side of the room. She was obviously visibly upset, and Romy just kept going until Tennille ended up storming out. She lost it, really. She was crying. She was trying to leave the property.
It's one thing, Bachelor, where, you know, girls have a go at each other and it gets all bitchy, like you said. Mm. But this took a different turn when she was out of control upset, wasn't she?
Exactly.
It was like to the point where you felt like something was very wrong about her, like how upset she was. It felt uncomfortable to watch, didn't it?
It did. And it was bullying. That is bullying. You know, that's not just doing it for the sake of the show and a bit of entertainment and, you know, drama. That is bullying. And that's what's happening a lot in our schools these days. And I just felt like a lot of young girls in particular who were watching this episode of The Bachelor last night might be thinking, oh, yeah, that's, you know, this is normal behavior. And then that's okay for adults to treat each other that way. But I just want to say it's not okay. You know, like to pick on someone and victimize them. And then even after she'd stormed off and she was really upset, one of the girls, Kat, was like, oh, she's playing the victim. I don't even care. It just kept going.
It felt like it was a schoolyard, didn't it? That's exactly what's happening in today's society, not just on The Bachelor on TV.
Yeah.
But it's a perfect reflection of what's happening in society. In schools right now today, maybe you're a bully.
Yeah.
Maybe you're being bullied.
Yeah.
What you saw last night, it's not on.
It's not on. And if you're someone who is the Tennille in this situation and you're being bullied, this isn't real life. Don't think that it's not going to get better because these women are in their 20s and 30s and still doing this to each other. It's not okay. And I think that The Bachelor kind of let us all down in that respect last night by turning it into entertainment and making it into drama. I think, I just wanted to say this morning that, you know, bullying is not is not good.
No. And you stick up for your sisters, Ellie. Exactly. I like what you're doing. But you know what? Like, especially how you see, like in Hollywood, or people might see you, you might be on your way to school and thinking what you saw on The Bachelor last night is acceptable because they're doing it on TV.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not. And those two girls, Romy and Kat, the whole country is judging them right now. You know, and they don't come across in a good light at all. So I just want to say, kids, it does get better, and don't think that that's okay. If you've treated someone like that, it's not on. And yeah, don't model yourself on these girls.
With you 100%.
Thank you. Having said that, The Bachelor this season, how
still great episode.
It's great.
Still.
It's great.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.